When reporters asked why he had done the things he had done, he stated, "I killed them all because I had to do it. I don't know how to do another thing." These were the words of Fernando Hernandez Levea. But before we go any further, hello and welcome to the Murder House Radio Show. I'm your host, X. On this show, we will be covering serial killers, killers, disappearances, true crime, and the most deplorable things and people in history. Uploads will take place every Friday at 4:30 Mountain Standard Time. Please hit the like and subscribe button, and hit the bell notification to get all notifications, and hit the follow button if you are listening on a podcasting platform. With all that out of the way, sit back, grab some coffee or whatever your preferred beverage is, turn down the lights, and enjoy the show. Fernando Hernandez Leva was convicted of 33 murders in 1986 in Mexico. He confessed to over 100 murders. The police estimate that he could be responsible for up to 137 murders, even though it is not confirmed. Not much is known about Fernando's early life, or the case in general, which is sad. It was an interesting case to research, and I always quite enjoy reading about these killers' early lives and whatnot. However, he was born in 1964. I was not able to find a more precise date. I was not able to find a location for his birth, although I do know he was born in Mexico. And I was not able to find any information regarding his parents. So, it goes to mention that there will be a lot of room for speculation on this case. So, maybe I'll try my best to fill in the gaps and whatnot. But I think it'd be safe to assume that for his early life, maybe there was a lot of turmoil. Maybe not the healthiest. Maybe he didn't even know who his parents were. Maybe he was raised on the streets. And maybe he, displayed a lot of characteristics of serial killers and whatnot. You know what I mean? Let me know what you guys think. Or maybe he was completely normal. And yeah. But I have a feeling he may have been in the foster system and out on the streets. I don't know if they have a foster system down in Mexico there. But yeah, it's just some speculation. However, there isn't any information on the details as to why he turned out the way he did. All we can do is assume. As I mentioned, Fernando was convicted of 33 killings, but it is thought that he was responsible for north of 137 killings. The investigation is still open. The longer the investigation has been open, the more deaths that are attributed to Fernando. His known killing spree spanned from 1982 to 1999. In a 13-year period, he was arrested twice. He escaped from his cell both times. It makes you wonder, how was he able to slide under the radar for so long? Mexico has the unfortunate reputation of being pretty corrupt, especially back then. So maybe that had a play into it. Maybe they were so busy dealing with other things that it just simply flew under the radar. Maybe he bribed people. Who knows? What do you guys think? In 1999, he was arrested for the last time. Fernando did try to kill himself in his cell. He tried to hang himself, however, he was unsuccessful due to his weight. When Fernando was caught, and it was reported that he had potentially killed over 100 people, people couldn't believe this. Fernando was known to go by the nickname Pancho Lopez, and went before the media and confessed to killing more than 100 people, and confessed to 6 kidnappings. When reporters asked why he had done these things, Fernando said, "I killed them all because I had to do it. I don't know how to do another thing." When Fernando went on trial, he was on trial with 3 other people. Maybe they were a part of a crew, Fernando and these 3 others. They were on trial for several robberies and kidnappings, in addition to Fernando's murders. Now, I wasn't able to find out if these 3 other people had a part in the murders, in all of them, in a few of them, or if any at all, but I speculate he was involved in a crew, and he went down for activities with the crew, in addition to his murders. That's just what I speculate. The authorities said that the killings took place over several years in the states of Morelos, Jalisco, Colima, Jarawato, and Michoacan. You'll have to forgive me, I haven't brushed up on my Spanish at all. During the whole quarantine, I took about 4 months of Spanish, but that's about it. I haven't practiced since then. So forgive me for those butchered pronunciations. Fernando proceeded to retract his statements and stated that they had been beaten out of him by the bailiffs, and that they also threatened to sexually assault his wife if he did not plead guilty. I wasn't able to find mention of his family up until just there. His wife. It goes without saying that the authorities did not comment on these statements. So, that's sadly typical. That type of thing is definitely known to happen. In Mexico, everywhere, really. But, they could just be really searching for, a suspect to close the case, or maybe he really did it. I don't know. What do you guys think? Because there's definitely not enough information for me to determine here. But anyway, let's continue. Fernando was transferred to a prison in Morelos. When he arrived there were members of the public who wanted to take justice into their own hands. The prison he was put in was a maximum security prison because of his charges and his past escape attempts. The prosecutor of Fernando's case said that a few days after investigations began, the death toll started to grow alarmingly. In April 1999, Fernando tried to kill himself yet again, but failed once again due to his weight. He was more than 150 kilograms, which is about 330 pounds. So he's definitely a bigger guy. Definitely a bigger guy. The rope snapped, and he only had minor bruising and abrasions to his neck. Fernando is currently being held in La Palma prison. If he completes his sentence, he will be released in 2049. He would be about 84 years old. So, I reckon he's probably gonna die in prison. If he did all these killings, that's probably a good thing. Definitely a good thing if he did all the killings. I just did some calculations on that sentence. He was arrested in 1999, and if he's to be released in 2049, that's a 50-year sentence. And 50 years for 33 murders is ludicrous. So it got me thinking, Maybe he's involved with the cartels or something, and they greased the wheels and got him a reduced sentence or something. Or maybe the case wasn't airtight and they were just trying to find a scapegoat. But yeah, it's definitely interesting. I'm sorry for the lack of information about this case. Maybe more will come out. But yeah, as far as I know, he's still alive in prison in Mexico. So yeah. If you guys have any information on this case, maybe you're from Mexico, let me know down in the comments. I'm definitely interested if you have more information on this case. Also, I was not able to find a victim age range or his type of victims or his MO or his reason for killing, other than what was stated in the news report. So, definitely room for speculation. I've said that quite a few times in this video, but it stands true. It's definitely haunting, too, just to have someone convicted of 33 murders thought to have done 137, and just to have so little information about him. That's definitely crazy. But that is the case of Fernando Hernandez Leve. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Murder House Radio Show. Please like, comment, subscribe, and share for more if you are viewing on YouTube. Leave recommendations for future episodes in the comments. Don't forget to hit the bell notification to get all notifications. If you are listening on a podcasting platform, hit follow, and it doesn't hurt to give a 5-star review. I hope you have a good rest of your day. This is your host X, signing off.